Atlanta coming up. Excited about being at home this week. Our fans traveled well last week. Expect them to be in full force this weekend. So really excited about opening here at home, week two. I know the question is going to come up about penalties. And it's a legitimate question because the number is way too high. I think the refs in the NFL do a tremendous job with all the close calls, all the close judgment calls they have to make. And it's my belief that, that we're a highly disciplined, highly competitive football team. And as we continue to work the way we have, I really believe that people will get used to seeing us be really competitive and that the penalties are going to disappear. It's just my belief. So anyway, we are addressing it. We'll continue to. The only other thing I can tell you is this football team is happy to be 1-0, but we are really fired up about the next week's preparation. That's what we're on right now, getting ready for Atlanta. So, questions?
Players, how hard is it? I assume every crew calls things a little differently. So in terms of knowing, what's that feeling out front in the fire, in terms of what I can get away with this week, what I can't?
Sure. Yeah. Each crew kind of takes on its own. I mean, they try to be consistent, but each crew has its own personality. We all do as human beings. So I think for us, we try to educate our guys on what to expect based on history. And so we do work at it. We have officials out here every practice. And so, like I said, you know, the belief is you're doing the right things. You are disciplined. You believe in it. You work hard. And eventually, I think they'll come to realize that we are a disciplined, hardworking football team that competes its butt off. And I think everything will take care of itself.
Is Austin Howard back at tackle? Is he back healthy
again this week? I expect him to be able to practice today. We'll see how that goes. You know, Will does a great job of giving you guys the medical stuff at the end. No, but we do anticipate him being able to practice. We'll see how that goes.
Can I ask about the other two tackles, Watson and McCants? How are they doing?
You can. And we're going to get you a full list after practice on those that made it. Very good shot, though, Vic. I appreciate that.
Kelechi's style of play, can that be infectious to the guys around him?
Well, I think you saw examples last week of the player that we brought in here. He's going to help our run game. The big run by Jalen was directly behind Kelechi, and he really moved his gap. And so, yeah, that's he's one of the big physical men that has me talking about big physical play in the trenches, and that's a good sign for us.
Tavius had that touchdown where he really was able to just lower his shoulders and power his stuff. Yeah. A guy that size, is that nice to see him kind of show that physicality and get in there?
It is. Latavius did a nice job, finishing that runoff. Lowered his pad level. I mean, he's a high-cut guy, so he's got to work to get his pads down. He did, and obviously great results.
Outside of the penalties, what were some of the areas that you want to focus on for this week going into Atlanta?
All three phases have different areas we want to tighten up. Some are more obvious than others, So for us, it's just all about the work right now, really dialing in the preparation of the Atlanta Falcons, the things they do, the things they like. Things they're strong at, where we might think there's some areas we can attack, things like that. So that's really all of our focus is on that. We've made our corrections, yesterday. We're putting behind us what was, and we're on, going forward for Atlanta and what will be this weekend.
Do you expect Carl to get the defensive snap this week?
At some point, he'll work in. He's like everybody, doing his best to prepare and be ready to go. Played primarily on special teams this past week, and I'm sure he's ready, and that's what we expect of our guys.
What was the advice you gave Sean Smith after the game?
I think I laid it out there the other day. What little bit was said, and haven't really done much to add to that.
Go back to Joseph. What's the next step for Carl? Just what are you looking for out of him as far as making the next step to be ready to play?
I'll just continue to work. I think he's done a great job of working, just continue, the work that he's putting in, and his time will come.
Bringing in Trawick and Bates, your special teams, on that last kickoff that you talked about today, those two in Taiwan, they were all there.
Yeah, they were. I mean, that's an early example of why they're here. You know, those guys are here because they're difference makers on special teams, and they showed up, you know, and we're going to expect them to show up, you know, each and every Sunday. But that was an example of it right there with Seabass, you know, made a terrific kick, and between those three guys, I mean, they were running really fast, and they were very aggressive in getting there and getting that thing covered, and that was a huge play for us, obviously. What about what now?
What sorts of ways do you see Matt Ryan challenging?
He's a good quarterback. Yeah, good quarterbacks present problems for opposing defenses, you know. And I saw a stat where he's got 40 games in a row over 200 yards on the road, and that's pretty impressive. And so, yeah, we've got our work cut out for us. Obviously, they've got a very talented group led by Julio Jones. And so, yeah, we've got our work cut out for us.
What is it about Julio specifically that
presents
such a challenge?
Golly, that's a lot, right? He's big, he's fast, he's strong, he's good with the ball in his hands. He's become a much better route runner. I think when he first came in, he was a little raw in that regard. But, man, he's become a really good route runner as well. Yeah, I think he's a heck of a football player.
The Saints did a lot of chip blocking on Khalil Mack. Without getting into your strategy, you know, how do you combat that? What's the next – how do you counteract the chip blocking?
A lot of different ways, and that's not unexpected, you know. I think If you're not doing things like that, then you're going to have a hard time. So I think people have to do that. And when you're doing that, then they're short other places, and we have to make sure we're taking advantage of that.
Coach, going into this home opener, based on the way you won Sunday's game, have you felt or the players said anything about the reaction that they've gotten from people here in the Bay Area, the optimism going into this home opener?
Not really. Not part of our makeup, or not part of what we're going to be responding to. I think for us, on game day, we're going to be appreciative of a very loud, supportive crowd. But for us, it's really about the preparation leading up to the ball game. It's where all of our energy is, you know, just doing the best we can to make sure we understand what they like and what they're good at, and making sure that we can slow that down.
Ken worked under Dan Quinn. Does that give you guys some advantage?
Well, I think it goes both ways, right? So they work together, they know each other, so I think it goes both ways. So I wouldn't say one team or the other has an advantage.